So last week, we discussed that there's two different levels of klipa. There's the gimel klipas tameyas, there's klipas noiga. And we explained the difference between the two of them, that the gimel klipas tameyas are pure ra, pure klipa. We explained what a klipa is. Klipa covers over. Master, it hides over the ability for Elokus in this world to be revealed. And the Gimel Klipa, and the Klipas Noiga rather, is in limbo, has the ability either through doing that avodah properly to bring out the toiv, bring out Elokus. For example, through your Maisa Achila, when you're eating the right way, you're able to bring out and show that this Maisa is a Maisa of connecting to the Ribono Shel Olam, which reveals Elokus in this world, or the other way if you eat it in the wrong way. Now we're going to talk a little more. Let's say you ate it in the wrong way. Let's say you didn't do these things for Klipas Noiga or from the Gimel Klipas Tameyas. You didn't do them in the right way. So now what's the avoida? That's what we're going to talk about right now. So on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, towards the bottom, it says, Ach Mishu Rezoilo Basar Sovi Yayin. The malos taivas gufoi v'nafsha bahamis. Somebody who runs after the taivas of his body with nefesh bahamis. Everybody sees it. Shu bechinas yisod amay marba yisod zaroyim shabash shemenu midas taiva. That this is from the yisod of mayim of the arbi yisodas. This is already what we discussed in Perak Aleph. Hinei dize yored chias habozer v'ayayin shebekirboi. When a person doesn't do it right, when he eats, let's say, with the chila is our example again, when he eats in the wrong way, so what happens is the chias, the toiv, the elokus that's behind that oichel, that goes down into the makam of the shalosh klipas tameis. That's if he eats the taiva. I mean, we're not talking about a person who didn't eat the taiva. He ate it because he just ate it. He ate it to be healthy. So we said last week, if you just eat stam to be healthy, so it's not going to go maybe because there's so klipas tameyas, but it's not going to be shim shemayim, you're not going to reveal elokus through this. When a person eats mam shalshem taiva, so what happens is, and you know, we all do that, so nobody panic, but when a person eats in the wrong way, when he eats shalshem taiva, so that toiv, that nitzas HaKadosh inside of the maicho goes down into the shalosh klipas tameyas. And then that klipa goes down, that toiv goes down into the shlosh klipas tameyas, the fi sha'a. This is the fi sha'a that we're going to be building on a lot. The fi sha'a for the time being until a person does tshuva. Meaning when a person does tshuva, the person's ability to take, even if he didn't eat properly, he ate his maizel in the wrong way. He has the ability afterwards, if he does the maizel tshuva, to take that nitzot, which is inside of the shlosh klipas tameyas, and to be malah, to bring it out. And by that, he takes it out from amongst the klipa. Any questions on that? Clark?
Is that limited to eating the taiva?
Pashtas. I think so. I think when you don't eat the Shem Taiva, it stays as a klipa, but it stays as a klipas noiga until it goes afterwards to the shlosh klipas tameis. If you eat the Shem Taiva, it goes to shlosh klipas tameis.
No, I'm just talking about the fishah.
No. It's not only limited. It's limited. It's across the board. Okay, the fishah both are heads of a yayin kosher. Why? How is it that you're able to take this basar heter and you're able to be malet? How are you able to bring it out? So the reasoning is because it's a basar that which is heter, which was mutter for you to eat originally. Heter means shazehu loshan heter mutter. This is what it means that it's heter, it's mutter. It means that it's released. It's not completely tied up. It's not completely attached to the chitzoinim. To the mokum of Ra. Shlo yuchol latzav ala alos la Hashem. That you're not able to be mala it up by these shlosh kippas tameyas. which we see that there is an avodah even to be malved up as well. But the, when it comes to klipos noiga, things when you eat which are mutter for you to eat, but you eat them for what? The shem taiva. So, but they're mutter for you to eat. So because of their mutter for you to eat originally, they're not called being bound to the shlosh klipos tameis, to pure ra. And mamela, they have the ability through doing tshuva to take the elikus which is behind them and to be mal them up and bring them out from the shlosh klipos tameis. But there's still a reshima inside the guf. Not for now. Any questions on that before we go right there?
What does kibbutz kever mean?
Through the smacking of the kever. It means that the guf's going to have to go through a certain purification, through a certain oynish in order to purify it. And oynish really means a purification. That's what an oynish means. The guf, because it has like a reshima of this tumma, of this type inside of it, it'll need to go through a certain purification in order for it to be released of the tumma which is still stuck in it. Now we're going to contrast the other way. So that was klipas noiga. Klipas noiga was you have the ability through your tshuva to take this nitzas which has gone down to the shlosh klipas tameis, but it's only fisha because it was a maisa hetter. Mashi enkein ba machalos asuros ubios asuros. These are complete pure ra when it comes to machalim which are utter or bia asuras chas v'shalom. These maisim, the nitzas is always stuck in the makam of ra. It's always stuck in the makam of the shlosh klipos tameis. Ve'ein oilim mishama ad kiyav yomam ve'yagula mahamavas anetzach. Until a day is going to come, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make the mavis, the ra, be completely distinguished from the world. It says the ruach of tumah, I'm going to move from the land. So when the Kodesh Baruch Hu completely removes all ra from this world, then even these maizim, which were complete ra, if a person comes from a treif, and that maichol, that nitzus, that elokus, became completely ulcer, kosher, became completely trapped in the shlosh klipos tameis, that is completely stuck there until Kodesh Baruch Hu removes all the ra from the world. So we have klipas noiga on one hand, and we have the shlosh klipas tameis. The difference between two of them is a maisa heter and a maisa aser. Maisa heter means that I could do a tshuva nechayna, which is his lashon later on at least, and he has to wait until all the mavis gets removed. That's between shlosh klipas tameis and klipas noiga. Dependent on his tshuva, or he has to wait. We're going to see now there's another way to fix it as well. Oy ad shiyase tshuva gedola kol kach shezadonis nasas loy kizchuyas mamish. We know from the Gemara in Yuma that there's two different types of tshuva though. There's a tshuva which is done me'yira, and there's a tshuva which is done me'ava. The Gemara says when a person does a tshuva out of yira, his zadonis become like shkagos, become like a shkaga. When he does a tshuva out of ava, then his zedoin has become like zechuyas for him. So what is zechuyas? What does it mean that it becomes like zechuyas for him? It means it becomes completely out of being a maisara. It means it becomes mamash aschus for him. It becomes the adraba. It becomes something which is beneficial for him, which needs tons and tons of hezber, which I can't be masber all right now. I'll be masber a little bit. But when he does a maisara tshuva me'ava, this is going to be another way to take a maisa which went to the shlosh klipos tameis, that you could bring it out and you could show even bring out even the toy behind it, and you could show adraba maisa toy from it. That's what he's going to explain now. She tshuva me'ava. This is that when he does a tshuva me'ava, be'umka deliba from the depths of his heart, be'ava rabo with great love, v'chasheka v'nevesh okegel davka b'izbarach, with a deep deep desire to connect to the Ribbono Shel'olam. But someone nashal Hashem ke eretz ayeva betzia, and he has a thirst to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's in a land where there's no water over there. He's very thirsty. Because until now, he was in a land that had no water behind it. He was in a land completely thirsty because he made himself so far from Hashem. He has sitra achra. This is the makom of the sitra achra, which is the land where there's no water. He's like in the desert where there's no water. But a choykom yor pnei Hashem atachlis. You're completely distant from the aura of Hashem, from the Pnei Hashem. But because of this distance that you're feeling, we explained this a little bit last, a couple of years ago, because of the distance that you're feeling from the Rabbanu Shalom, because you did a ma'isa which makes my toiv and mitzvah of Hashem fall so deep into Shlosh Klipos Tameis, where it would seem that there's complete ra there, and because of that I feel so distant from the Rabbanu Shalom, but that distance is your advantage. That distance is your advantage, is that now you have a tzimon for the Rabbanu Shalom. You're thirsty, you have a craving for the Rabbanu Shalom. Like a person who's in a desert, a person who has water already by him. A person who has water who's by him, then he passed Pasalo. His water's by him. He's not going to be thinking about water and go crazy for water because he knows he has water by him. I'm thirsty. I have water by me. Chaim, water, right? Mashiach in a person who's in a desert and he has no water, he's super thirsty for water. He has a craving for water. This is the same Indian when it comes to an Avodas Hashem. When a person does a Maisa, where he's distant from the Rabbanu Shalom now because of it, and he feels so far because of it, he did mamash an Avera, that Avera is he could be used as advantage to bring out now a tzimon, a desire, a thirst for Elokus. The Chazal say, in the place where Bali Tshuva stand, Tzaddikim can't stand there. Why? Because of this thirst of feeling distant, it's not shy to Tzaddikim. It is in a different way, but it's not shy to Tzaddikim the Pashtus. So a person has a deep, deep thirst for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Huh?
He holds an even mentality
to be watching. That's why I said not the Pashtus. So a person who has a Timon, because of his distance, that's something that Pashtus, that by a Baal Tshuva that he has. And that's why it says in the Zohar that they serve Bechela Yosef, the Zohar says. The Baal Tshuva serves Kodesh Baruch Hu with even more vigor, with more strength. Why? Because of the distance that he felt for the Rabbanu Shalom to start with, because he did a maisa which complete distant from the Rabbanu Shalom, and mele now he'll come and serve with Kodesh Baruch Hu now with more of a fire, with more tzimon. So now this is why it becomes like a schus. Why did it become like a schus? Because through this maisa, through this maisa which makes you distant from Hashem, brought out your deep thirst to Hashem to have a deep ava for the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's why it becomes a zechus. Why is ava rabba? Because just because you do a tshuva me'ava, why does the tshuva me'ava now become a zechus for you? Why? So the pshat is because since it made you have more of a thirst for the Rabbanu Shalom, that was the conduit, that's the right word, bring out now a deeper thirst for the Rabbanu Shalom. It brought an even greater tzimon for the Rabbanu Shalom, which you couldn't have had without that chet that you did originally. So that chet brought out a deeper tzimon, so that chet becomes like a schus for you now, that you could serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu now with more of a tzimon than you would have, even if you didn't do that chet, if you do a tshuva me'ava. Any questions on that? Should be a lot of questions on that. So, any questions which has to do with Bechira and Yediyah on that?
So, basically, it's not that, I've never heard that before. It sounds more like.
There is a way to explain it that way. It's very hard for me to explain it in his lashon. Here it sounds almost like it's like a heksher mitzvah.
It like leads you to do more.
Right.
It's like not that you like automatically do it. Completely. It's like right. To work for it still.
There is a way even to explain it that like, it's mamish itself. That's already going into a world of olam yidiyah and olam bechira. It's a very deep inyan of tshuva. But they're starting to bring down Moshan for it even in a more simple way. But it's a very good kasha. About tshuva shaloi me'avazu. But if a person doesn't do tshuva out of ava, after tshuva nechuna, even if it's a tshuva nechuna, then you achieve a tshuva out of yira, Hashem Yisachlon, Hashem Baruch Hu gave you an atonement for that. Mikomakum lo nasav lekes chuyos. Vein olam yakib legamre ad eit keshev lo amavaz anetzach. It doesn't go out. This needs the kodesh inside of Yom Kippur Tameis. Until Yivlo Mamas Lanetach, until the Azalava, when all the Ra gets removed. So either you could do, if a person has the Shaykh of Klippas Naiga, or Gimel Klippas Tameas. Klippas Naiga is, he could be Malavit when he does a lower level of Tshuva. But in order to take out the Toiv from the Gimel Klippas Tameas, either he has to wait until Yivlo Mamas Lanetach, or he has to do a Tshuva from a deep, deep Ava for the Rakosh Baruch Hu, and then it becomes like a schos. Those are the two tracks. Huh? Klipas Noga, meaning that it goes to the Fisha only into the Makom of. It's still shaykh to Klipas Noga. You can't say that it's bad.
Just goes down to the
right, but it's not Mamash Kamal Klipas Demer. Ach. Hachir Shebetiba Zera Shiyot Men on the Batala. Chas Bashan Bavayir has Zera the Batala. Av Shiyot of Nichlal Beshlosh Klipas Tameas. Even if this goes down and it's Nichlal in the Shlosh Klipas Tameas, it's Mamash and Avera. It's shaykh to Gimel Klipas Tameas. But here there's a kula. There's a kula that by Zer Levatala, at least if you the Tanya, let's find we'll learn this differently, but according to the Tanya, there's a kula over here that you don't need to do a tshuva me'av in order to be mala the ra that went down because of Zer Levatala. Harizu oila misham b'tshuva nechoina u'bekvona atzumu b'kriyash mashal mita. That just with the tshuva nechoina, tshuva yira for Zer Levatala, or for by saying shmal amita, kenod ma'ariza. Like the Rizal says, when Rumas the Gemara call a prayer Krishma Mita, somebody says Krishma Mita, kilo oiches cher shall stay pious. It's as if he's holding like a double-edged sword. It's a very hard line. Next time to explain. Lahar gufas hakitzoynim shenazel levush v'chiyah shibatu tipos. Either that these tipos they become like a levush to these klipos, and then one side of the sword gets rid of this levush. And then it takes out also the chiyus that went inside of them, the yodei, like is known to the yodei chen. It takes out the chiyus inside of there. I don't really want to go into this. This is too long to shtelan. The ma'isa, when a person does a tshuva nechoina, then just a tshuva out of yira, so that is a kula by klipas, when a person has zera lebatala. And he's able to be mal of the toiv from Zer Levatala, which went down to the Gimel Klipas Tameas, just by a tshuva nechoina, just by a tshuva out of Yira. But the chayin, and therefore, lo yuchuzkar avon Zer Levatala b'toira b'chlau b'yaz asuris. That's why by the parsha of the b'yaz asuris, it doesn't mention at all the avon of Zer Levatala. Chayin should be there. Why is it not there? It sounds like it's the same thing. Av shechomor mehem, even though that it's more chomor in them, the gadol avoyna b'chinas hagdolos beribo yatuma v'aklipais. Shemoyedu marv ma'oyd ma'oyd b'sar zelavatala. Even though that there's more klipa, there's more tuma, maybe, when a person has zera levatala. But in contrast, zera levatala yoyzim b'biyas asuris, more than b'biyas asuris, there may be more tuma, more ra. But I think the way I understand this is in quality, there's a much deeper tuma that comes out of the Biyas Asuras. So when it comes to the Zer Levatala, it could be that there's a lot of tuma, but in quality, the Biyas Asuras are much more qualitative tuma. So Mamela, that's why it's going to be so much harder to be able to be male, the Klipa from a Biyas Asuras, than it is by Zer Levatala. Since Zer Levatala, the chiyus is not as big of a chiyus to the Gimel Klipas Tameas, so Mela, it's easier and all it needs is a tshuva nechoina in order to be mala the elakus from inside of it. Ashein kein, when it comes to Bias Asurais, the chiyus to the Klipa is much deeper, and Mela, it's much harder and you need to do a tshuva me'ava or wait till Klipas are gone from the world. Until he does such a deep, deep tshuva me'ava, until the zedoinos become for him like zechuyas mamish. It's clear? Any questions? Ubeze yuben maimer of Rasinus Chon Yibracha, and this you can understand what Chazal say. Which sin are you not able to be misakin? Someone who's born an erva, and because of that, it's more than a mamza. Even if you do such a deep tshuva, it's not even going to help you to do that. You can't be mala the kedusha from there. Because of the fact that since this klipa became and took a physical form in this world, so you can't really be maladed up in this world when it's a mamzer. Maybe la'asi lavo, there'll be a tikkun even to that. when the mobs will be removed from the world, when it's avir to ruach hatamim in aret. But because by a person who was did an erva and became a monster and took physical form in this world, it's even worse than the regular gimel klipa samiras behind the pius asuras that work with the chupa me'ava. Mashi enkin when it's klipas noiga, when you could just do a chupa me'ira.
So this is worse than zera batala, like let's say monster.
They're both worse than zera batala. When it, whether it be a bias of suros or mamzer is sure worse. All of those are both worse than zera batala. They're worse in a way because of how deep the chiyus of tuma, how deep the chiyus in the tuma is now. When it comes to klipas noiga, sorry, zera batala, maybe there's more viriboya tuma, but quality of the chiyus that goes to the tuma is much greater by the bias of suros. So for me, it's much harder to be malat. Therefore, you need to have a tshuva me'ava, mash inkin, a tshuva me'ira, which is enough for zera lebatala. You hear the cheshbon? So like this. Any more questions on that before we go on?
What do you mean call the... You said like the tshuka that a person gets from like the batshuva. Can you call it like the rock bottom? Like when an addict, let's say, hits rock bottom, that's when he's asserted, okay, I have to do something.
There's a Imre Pinchas, there's a Pinchas Karzos that talks like this, says that. If you want to, if you mind me, I can show you the number.
What does it mean to hear to
it? It means how much Elikos is going to be covered over there. So like this, he said over here that there's different Chatoyim, there's a Chait, which is, let's say, person eats improperly, eats the same taiva, and there's a certain tikkun for that. You could do a tshuva nechayna. You do a tshuva, and it's there, and it's stuck with isha, or if he does an avera, because then the gemal kippas tameas, then you could do a lot of ava. And even when it comes to a person who chashma made a mamzer, there's still a tikkun for that. The yisod over here is that no matter what chit you do, there's always a tshuva that could be done on that chait. Which means that a person has to say to himself that tshuva is his hope to say that there's never room to give up. Right? Tshuva is ein shum yish. Right? A person, when he understands that anything could be fixed, that his relationship could always be fixed, a person then has to switch his perspective to say that there's no such thing as me being miayish myself for my devekas, for my connection to the Rabban Shlomo. So I want to just go into a certain inyan of this idea of yish. Maybe a little bit of a different idea. It's probably, it's partially when you think about it, but I'm going to try to get into the sugya a little bit. There's a Torah from Rav Nachman that he says like this. It's the Torah of Vav. It's a very famous Torah. Kshiroita odon leilech v'darkei atshuva. When a person wants to go, El Torah, that's right, that's how everybody knows this, El Torah, Torah Vav. Everybody knows Torah Al, Torah Vav, and the last Torah. It's like the Torahs. So when a person wants to go in the way of Tshuva, Sar needs to be a Baki in the way that he's going. V'sarich liyos lo shnei bikiyas. He needs to be a Baki, he needs to be like a professional in two ways. Hani Baki b'rotzai and a Baki b'shoyf. He needs to be a Baki, professional in the Ratzai and in the Shaif. What does it mean to be a Baki B'Ratzai of the Shaif? First of all, when it comes to the Indian of Ratzai V'Shaif, Ratzai V'Shaif are words which are used by the Chayas HaKadosh. It says, V'Chayas Ratzai V'Shaif. They run, when we explain, they run and they come back. Ratzai V'Shaif. So, a basic way to explain it is that a person is a rotzoi, meaning he's going. It's a time of aliyah. He's going. He's on a climb. He's on a high. Madriga after madriga after madriga. The shoyv means that he's in time of yerida. He has to come. He comes back. Many different ways to explain this. I'm explaining it in a very basic way right now. He's the shoyv. He's coming back. He's going and he's feeling his man of yerida right now. That's called shoyv. But the pasuk doesn't say baki b'rotzai and baki b'sho. The pasuk of Achayas, rotzai b'shoiv. Reb Nachman himself added the words to be a baki b'rotzai and baki b'shoiv. The question is, what is the addition of a baki b'rotzai and a baki? What does it mean to be a baki b'rotzai and a baki b'shoiv? In fact, I'm going to go into the idea of being a baki b'shoiv as opposed to a baki b'rotzai. So what it means is like this. When a person falls to the ground, what do they have to do? They have to be smart, and they have to protect the more important parts of their body. Right? So what do they do when they fall? What do they try to protect? Hopefully everybody knows. Their head. You protect your head. You don't want to damage your head, because if you damage your head, it's not going to be good. Right? So a person, you see that not, he can't just fall. He needs to know how to fall. He needs to know how to fall to the ground. It's not enough just to have a nefila. If a person just has a nefila and he's falling, he might hit his head. A person needs to know how to fall in order to protect his head. This is what Reb Nachman means when he says a person needs to be a baki b'rotzai and a baki b'shoiv. An Ovid Hashem doesn't just climb in Avodas Hashem, or he doesn't just have Yeridas in Avodas Hashem. Yeridas and Yeridas, these are part of the gamut of Avodas Hashem. A person needs to know how to have an Aliyah and how to have Yeridas. That's what it means over here when he says that a person needs to be a baki b'rotzai and a baki b'shoiv. Maybe we could explain that. Question? No. Maybe this would mean, maybe you could explain the chet of Adam Rishon based on this yisoid. Adam Rishon, after the chet of the Eitz Hadas, Chazal tell us that Adam Rishon, he separated from Chava for 130 years. And during those 130 years that he separated from Chava, he had Zer Levatala throughout those 130 years that he separated from Chava. And those tipos ended up, they needed a tikkun after he separated from Chava. So the first tikkun to that was supposed to be the Dor HaMabul. But they messed up on that, and they made it even worse. And that's why we find a Chazal, Kishichais, that they also had Zer Levatala. Then the Dor HaFlaga was supposed to come to fix that. And nobody came to fix that until Klal Yisrael, these tipos, they became the neshamas of Klal Yisrael that went down to the Mitzrayim. The Rizal says the neshamas, Klal Yisrael that went down to Mitzrayim, these are those same tipos that Adam Rishon had through the Kuf Lamed Shana. Which means that Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they were supposed to fix those tipos of Adam Rishon through those 130 years. That's why we find that there were certain similarities in Mitzrayim to the way that they got punished, Klal Yisrael, or what Mitzrayim did to them, as the Dor HaFlaga and the Dor HaMabul. Right? They took the babies and they threw them into the water. That's like the Dor HaMabul. Or that they had to use the bricks and build buildings. They had to build with the bricks. They had to work very hard and build the kasha. That was like the Dor HaFlaga. They built the Migdal. Because Klal Yisrael, their job was to fix these doors when they came down to Mitzrayim, which all stemmed from his original 130 years of Adam Rishon separating from Chava and having Zera Levatala. But what do you see what happened by Adam Rishon after that he was collected by the Eitz Hadas? You see that Adam Rishon, his main begam was that he didn't know how to be a Baki B'Shoiv. He shouldn't have separated from Chava afterwards. Because he separated from Chava, he allowed himself now to go down into an even deeper Yerida. A Baki B'Shoiv doesn't allow himself to go down even into a deeper Yerida. Adam Rishon, when he was Choyte, by the Chet Eitz Hadas, that Kuf Lamed Shana shows that he wasn't acting like a Baki B'Shoiv. And he allowed himself down when B'Shas Yerida to have an even deeper Yerida. That clear? Any questions on that? He could have gone deeper. We do find that he ended up finding Kain and he ended up doing tshuva. He taka saved himself from Isa. It's like, from Isa, he went down. He went down farther. So, the Avos we know, they came to be misaken this Indian of. They came to be misaken the chet of Adam Rishon, and Yaakov Avinu was like the climax of that. And Yaakov Avinu came to really, and Befrat, you could say, came to be masakin this chait of Adam Rishon, that he wasn't being a baki b'shoyv. That's why Yaakov is the osios baki ayin. Because the ayin nefesh of Yaakov, they went down, where did they go? They went down to Mitzrayim, to where these tipos went down to. To the place where these tipos went down to, that's where Yaakov went down with the ayin nefesh in order to be mesakin that chait. So Yaakov is the osios baki ayin, because Yaakov was a baki in the Makom of Yerida. That's why. What did he do when he went down to Mitzrayim? Who did he send in front of him? He sent in front of him Yehuda. Why did he send in front of him down in Yehuda? To do what? To build the Beis HaMedrash. Because Yaakov, even though, like it says in the Pasuk, Anochi Eretim Cha Mitzrayim, I'm going down with you to Mitzrayim. That Yaakov, he was going down into a Yerida when he went down to Mitzrayim. Pashut. So what did he do? Yaakov understood that I need to go ahead and protect myself even in my Makom of Yerida. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, he built the Beis HaMedrash over there. Yaakov Avinu, he was the epitome of being a baki b'shoyv. That's why how many years the Adam Rishon separated himself from Chayav from? 130 years. Kuf Lamed Shana. How old was Yaakov Avinu when he went down to Mitzrayim? 130 years. Because Yaakov Avinu came to be Mesakim with his Yerida to Mitzrayim. He came to be Mesakim, this 130 years that Adam Rishon was separate from Chava, that he wasn't being a Baki Vishoy. And even when he went down and he had another Yerida, went down to Shem Ve'ever, when he went down, sorry, to Lavan's house, where did he stop up first in his Makom of Yerida to go to the house of Lavan? I just spoiled it. He went down to Shem Ve'ever. Because Yaakov Avinu, he knew that he was having a Yerida, and Yaakov Avinu, he prepares himself in his Makom of Yerida to not fall down even deeper. Yaakov Avinu is a baki in his shoyv. That's why, what did he see in his dream? This is another remez. It's what I heard from my Rebbe. When he went down to Mitzrayim, when he went down to the house of Lavan, he saw Sulam Musa Arza Roshagim HaShemayim. What's Gemashi of Sulam? Gemashi of Sulam is Gemashi of Kuf Lamin as well. Because when he went down to the Makom Yerida, he was always masakin himself to be a baki b'shoyv, in order that he shouldn't fall down deeper. And this is mamash the whole inyan of a tzaddik in general. Right? Shevi yipol tzaddik v'kam. What's the difference between a tzaddik and somebody else who just falls down deeper and deeper? A tzaddik, even though he falls, a tzaddik always prepares himself to say v'kam. He's always v'kam. Because a tzaddik is a person who's a baki b'shoyv. And that's how a person has to pull himself out. He needs to learn how to become a baki b'shoyv. What does it mean, yish? Yish is the feeling that a person has that screams out, I am not a baki b'shoyv. That's what yish is. Yish is when a person feels a yish that he made himself distant from the Rabbanu Shalom, all he's saying to himself by feeling that yish is, I'm lost. And I don't know how to handle my yiridas. Because a yid, he never lets himself feel a yid. Because he never lets himself become a person who's not a baki b'shoyv. A yid always prepares himself for the makom of the yerida. I heard once, that's the pshat. The Sfarim said, the pshat is that was another program by Adam Rishon, that after the chet ve'etz hadas, he hid himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ayaka, where are you? And where are you running to? So you did a chet, and you feel lost, you feel distant, you feel that you're a mizayish because you did this chait. Where are you running to? I'm not pushing you away. Ayaka, where are you? Come back. Don't feel distant. Don't feel because you messed up, you feel this yish, and now you're feeling more distant. Ayaka, where are you? Come. Come back. And eventually, Adam Rishon himself realized that there's no distancing. There's always a tikkun. There's always re-mending the relationship. And even deeper way, the relationship was never broken. And that's called tshuva. A yid always prepares himself in his makom of yerida to know that there's always a tikkun to that. That's one way to be masakein a yerida. Another way, which in the time we'll see more later on, is that during the time of yerida, a person could try to switch up his avoda a little bit, maybe a little practical itza. Sometimes when we're in a makom of yerida, we try to still do the same things that we're doing. We try to learn the same amount, and we're trying to learn just as best as we can. But yerida has an avoda of its own. And sometimes a person needs to switch, sometimes a person needs to know when to push through. But sometimes a person needs to switch it up. And there's certain avodas that make a person a little more hefner, make a person a little bit more halik, like the avoda of tefillah. Person in during a time of Yerida, it's a good idea to switch an avoda of tefillah. Tefillah means I'm bringing out a deeper part of myself. We'll see that later on in the Tanya by Perakim Dalet or Gimel, that he becomes a hefner mensch. That's why, who did he send down to Mitzrayim? Why didn't he send down Yisalska to Mitzrayim? He's making a base medrash over there, Yaakov. So why not send down Yisalska? Why did he send down Yehuda? Yehuda, that is true also. But Yehuda, the difference between Yisalska and Yehuda, Yisalska is about Torah. Yehuda is about Tefillah. Yehuda is the one who's Mispala. Because when a person goes down to Makom of Yerida, he switches up his avodah and he becomes an ish mispala. And Kadosh Baruch Hu already merames that to him. Like it says, "Anochi ered imcha mitzrayma." Imcha mitzrayma is gematria tefillah. Because when he's going down to a makom of Mitzrayim, a person could train up his avodah and make himself, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to daven an extra long davening today." My avarava is usually 3 minutes long. Today's going to be 10 minutes long. I'm going to be a much heckier part of myself. I feel like I'm going to read that, I'm going to let it rip. Here I go. I'm letting it go today. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to scream. I'm going to say extra tehillim today. I'm going to push myself even more. That's what Yid does when he's in Yerida. So, one, to sum it up, a person has to know how to be a baki b'shayv, not to fall down to a deeper Yeridas. And the whole avodah, the whole inyan of Yish is that I'm falling. It's a shrai, it's a scream. Saying about yourself that I don't know how to have a Yerida. And a person has to know that everything could be fixed. And another, maybe Eidu Toiva, is a person who switches up his Avoida. And one practical idea might be that he becomes more of an Ish Mispalel during the time of his Yerida. That he brings up more the Hefer part of himself. And we should be Zoicha that we learn how to properly be a Baki B'Shoiv and to always be Malar ourselves up in Beit Hashem. Chaim.